Children of the Diamond Heart, I enfold you in the golden flame of my love. I protect you by the armor of my power. I raise you by the hand of your own divinity. I bless you with the fullness of my light. I give you the scepter of your own dominion. I seal you in the eternal freedom of your ascension, in that ecstasy supreme, the presence of the Diamond Heart. I am. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth, and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, and letting the outside world for a bit just drift away. Focus now in your breathing. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. Hold it. Hold it, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you raise the intensity of the color of each chakra. And also be aware of the perfect alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord. So starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Moving up to the root chakra, bright brilliant ruby red. To the next, orange, brilliant bright orange. The chakra at your solar plexus, corresponding with that area, brilliant bright yellow. And to the heart center, deep blue green. And the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, pure brilliant white. Now as you focus on those chakras, one and after the other, begin to merge the lowest one into the next higher one, and then those two into the next higher one, and so on, all the way up until they've all merged into the soul star chakra above your head. Then once they have all merged, allow your conscious knowing self to move into that soul star chakra, which now becomes a either a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond. And that is now your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And once you are in your light body, feel the vibration within that body. Notice how the vibration in your light body is much higher than it is when you're in your physical body. You can feel the vibration. You can sense the vibration. You can be that vibration. For you are your light body. Physical body is just an avatar, just an instrument, just a vehicle for you to use. Now feel yourself in your light body beginning to float up. See your physical body falling below you as you rise up into the sky or the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky. And instead of going up past the Earth's atmosphere, allow yourself to just move horizontally across the Earth and go to a place, just a place within your mind, within your imagination, where there's a beautiful, beautiful beach scene, ocean, perhaps one of the pictures you may have seen on your computers. Wherever would be a beautiful, beautiful, picturesque scene. Nobody there. There's this isolated beach now below you, beautiful white sand. Perhaps rocks jutting out everywhere from the sands. And the ocean, beautiful blue-green ocean. The waves coming up on the sand. And allow yourself to begin to float down. Float down until your feet, your light body feet, light body, astral body, and etheric body, just touch the sand, feel the sand on your feet. Yes, you have your senses here, you have the sense of sight, you have the sense of hearing, touch, smell, all of your sight, all of your senses are there. And as you bury your feet into the sand, feel the warmth of the sand, feel the sun on your back. Smell the salt air. Hear perhaps seagulls overhead. Or the waves crashing into the shore. Feel the energy here. Most importantly, feel the energy. Feel the consciousness that is here. Consciousness from the water, the consciousness from the sand. All is alive. Now let yourself begin to, if you haven't already, walk down to the water's edge. Feel the cool water now touching the warm feet from the sand. Feel how alive the water is as you touch it. Consciousness in the water. Feel your heartbeat. Feel the rhythm of your heart as you match the rhythm of the waves coming in. The ebb and flow of the waves Coming in, going out. Coming in, going out. Coming in and receiving. Now feel the beat, nature itself, heartbeat of Mother Earth, Gaia. Feel the connection that you and all life has with Mother Earth. Feel the oneness with her. Feel yourself connected with her. What you call grounding here. This grounding is at an even higher level of consciousness. You are matching the heartbeat of Gaia herself. Feel that connection. Be one with her. One with the beat of her heart. The beat of your heart. Or one. I am one. I am one. The water. I am one. Sand. I am one with the air. I am one with the energy. It is all around me. I am that I am. Now, begin to draw back from this scene, but keep that oneness, keep that level of consciousness that you reached, if even just for a second. Bring it back with you now. Come back, feel the movement as you move back from this beautiful beach scene back towards your physical body. And as you come back into your physical form, tuck everything back in, astral, etheric, your light body, tuck it all back in. Remember that the physical body is just a vehicle. It's a vehicle to use in this lifetime. It's not you. You are you. You are the consciousness that is one with all things. Things are one with you. You are the essence of life. Life, the essence within you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara, and I come to be with you at this time, in this opportune time that you are entering right now. You've just moved beyond a great advancement of energy in the cosmic field, this planet. You, each and every day, are experiencing more and more of this energy, even though you may not be aware of it. You are taking this energy in, this light, this love. Yes, indeed, you are the ones that are going to be the catalyst for this healing wave, a healing wave that is already in process. All it needs are ones who are ready to take this wave and begin to utilize it at a conscious knowing level. And yes, this does coincide with a great many changes that are in process of happening. Those changes, which are the removal of those of the dark forces. When I say the removal, I mean the complete removal of all of those dark ones. For as you know, they cannot exist in the higher realms of energy. They cannot exist in the higher dimensional frequencies. So they have to be removed, whether it is by their own choice or if it is against their choice. Either way, they will be removed from this ascension process. If the ascension process is continuing on, regardless of how much interference, how much resistance there may be. And please understand that as I have spoken before and others have spoken and continue to speak, there is a phase that is occurring now. Her disclosure is happening more and more. Disclosure of our ships leading to what would be considered first contact. Although in some cases first contact has already happened to certain individuals throughout the planet who have been prepared for those contact. And it is increasing and will continue to increase. The sightings of our ships, you have already seen a rather grand spectacle that occurred. Of course, it was attempted to be covered up, saying they were drones, your own drones from your governments. But come on now. Understand that it happened all over the planet. It wasn't just in one isolated area. The showings happened everywhere. At first, it was those of the government drones, yes. But because of that situation, we were able to then show ourselves more. And more people were aware of those sightings. True, they may have been encouraged to believe that they weren't real, they weren't anything from outside of this planet. But you know differently, all of you, are listening to these words, that resonate to these words as you read them or hear them after, you all know that indeed you are not alone in the universe. Certainly not. There are millions of us that are watching over you, that are ready to show ourselves whenever the situation calls for it, whenever the light, the green light is given. It was given and will be given again. And as the energies continue to increase throughout the planet, as vibrational frequency continues to increase, as the Schumann resonance continues to spike at various times, we will be there. We are there. And more of you, if not already, will be seeing us, will be getting glimpses of us. And all of this is leading, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, all of this is leading to more and more contact. And yes, even that of physical contact. You are the ones that have been preparing for this. You came here for this. We came here for this. We are coming back together again. It is unmistakable, and it cannot be stopped at this point, even though those of the dark forces have been and will continue to create as much resistance as they can. They are losing the ears of more and more people throughout the planet. More and more saying, enough. Enough of the lies. We want the truth. And we can handle the truth. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. That you continue to know you are the ones that you have been waiting for and are preparing the way for those of us to be there with you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions here for one who serves? But before we do that, we just wish to add one thing here, that we are certainly preparing for your coming advance, your October advance. And for those that might not know what an advance is, it was formerly called retreat. But because you are not retreating, you are not backing away from anything, you are moving ahead, advancing on, that is why we changed the name to advance. And indeed, when you come together in your October advance, there will be advancement. That is just a hint. We will be giving more as the time comes closer. But be prepared for something quite miraculous that can possibly occur there. We are ready for your questions now, if you have one. Have
them. Wonderful, one who serves. I have a question. Yes. Maybe you can help. Regarding President Trump, there's been a lot of talk recently about his health and swollen legs and purple hands. Is this part of the game, part of the movie? Is there anything to be concerned about? How is Trump? What's happening?
He will tell you it is certainly part of the movie, part of the show. It is nothing to be concerned about because that is not the real Trump. The real Trump, the one that you know of as the president, is well and fine and is ready for his next greatest achievement and accomplishment to begin to move forward here. We cannot give more on this now, but we think you have a good glimpse or glimmer of what we are speaking of here as things move forward here. Just understand that everything is under the White Hat Alliance control here. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Could you explain what is meant by a bifurcation?
Please give more here. I cannot understand what you are looking for.
When the planet splits into a bifurcation and one part of it goes one way and the other one goes to another.
You are speaking of dimensional separation here, are you not?
Yes.
And we will tell you that that is in process. It will happen in terms of timeline shifting here, where those that are not ready to be a part of the vibrational frequency increasing to such an extent that they will no longer be able to exist in that higher vibrational frequency. And those that can exist in that frequency and advance with that frequency will be the ones that move on into that higher timeline. And in that sense, there will be the splitting off, what has been called the wheat from the chaff, the separation. And that is in process of happening and will continue to happen. And there will be a point when those of you that have moved fully in the ascension process and through the ascension into the higher vibrational frequency and higher fourth and fifth dimension at a full capacity will no longer have to be concerned about those at lower vibrational frequencies and those of the dark forces. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here? Nothing further? Then we will release channel here. And we just say, things are getting quite exciting, even from our point of view, as we watch and assist in any way that we can, and those of the Galactics and those of the Agarthans do as well. And we are all looking forward to the times that are coming where we can even sit down with all of you and break bread or whatever it might be at the time. Possibly even, as Saint Germain has said, drink some wine, sit down, be comrades again, is that the right word here? And anyway, we are looking forward to it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.